Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
A Facebook group used to track and share personal details of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents in Chicago has been removed following a request from the U.S. Department of Justice. The page reportedly facilitated doxing and harassment of federal law enforcement personnel, violating the platform's coordinated harm policy. While the move rightly protects ICE agents from targeted threats, it also underscores a troubling reality, which is how social media is increasingly weaponized against those enforcing the law. Doxing and intimidation are not free speech. They are acts of coercion meant to harm and silence opponents. Protecting public servants from such dangers isn't just prudent. It's essential to maintaining order and respect for those who risk their lives to uphold the law.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.